Most of our beaches, lagoons, and river banks are unattractive due to open defecation and littering. Many inhabitants in communities around water bodies do not have access to decent toilet facilities in their homes, hence the practice of open defecation. The Chemu Lagoon and the Ziguin Shore areas in Tamanuta are dense in the image of the harbor city, an unpleasant suburb to behold. The area is a factory for smoked and salted fish. As dogs, goats, pigs, and fowls move about, so were the children of the inhabitants of this community. They were riding bicycles, playing ampe and football, putting their hands in the piles of the germ-infested dirt.
Papa is a kind of fruit. Yellow and sheep.
As I speak, a gentleman has just squatted. He's defecating openly. He's defecating comfortably, unashamedly, just at the bank of the dead Chemu Lagoon. Emmanuel Ada is a communication consultant, an environmental health officer with UNICEF Ghana. He and a team of experts have been campaigning against open defecation across the country, promoting community-led total sanitation aimed at ensuring open defecation-free society.
The country has set 2020 as vision for an open defecation-free Ghana. The open defecation rate has not reduced any significantly. So it means there's no way between now and 2020 the country can be open defecation free. It is a mindset. It has a lot of cultural undertones. People have some various beliefs. A part of Ghana where people think their feces should not mess with other people's feces is abomination. There are other areas where they think feces should be far away from the house. So you should go to the bush. Right, there are people who think defecating at the beach, you enjoy it because of the free breeze, fresh breeze, rather than confining yourself in a small room. These are some of the explanations that they give.
Sir, good afternoon. I hear they kill pig here.
You one by one.
They said they kill them, like they dress them, we go by.
Bye.
Hey, Master, please, I beg you. Me, I fear dog. I just want to know whether you sell pig.
Come. Well, let's five o'clock.
Okay.
5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Okay. That's what these dogs hear me.
So, right by the bank of this dead, filthy lagoon are a lot of pens, structures meant for the rearing of pigs, and people buy for consumption. They consume these pigs that feed on human excreta, pigs that feed on this filthy environment, pigs that feed on disease-laden environment. This is Tema, New Town. It is Tema, the city built by Kwame Nkrumah. The city which was described as one of the best in Africa when it was first constructed. Today, your guess is as good as mine. Come to Tema, New Town and see the filth that has engulfed the area. The stench is unbearable. Right there, one of the fishmongers emerged from one of the structures. She was carrying a polythene bag with the obvious substance, feces. She walked for a few distance. She threw the excreta into the lagoon. Flies which distribute diseases freely in the community are in their multitude. The acting Tema Metro Environmental Officer is Joshua Adotei. He says the Tema Metropolitan Assembly is on top of the sanitation issues in the metropolis and the menace is receiving attention.
What we normally do is to educate the populace. Then also those fishmongers, our staff gather them. Then they give them hygiene education. Apart from the hygiene education, we do arrest the open defecators, prosecute them. Then also the assembly is in line with Rapid Response Initiative, RRI project, going to provide 20 sitter community toilet for those people. These are the things the assembly is backing upon to reduce the incidence of open defecation.
What about the lagoon itself? What is happening with that?
The assembly is dredging the lagoon for it to at least flow freely. So as at now, the assembly is dredging the lagoon. Beautify the ecological aspect and then the aesthetical view to be pleasant to the eye. That place is a potential health hazard which can spark epidemics like cholera and other diarrhea diseases. And on our part, the officers, we are doing hygiene promotion. Even recently, the officers are posting posters on cholera, how to prevent cholera, and then they are distributing aqua tabs to those people. We've also planned and liaised with Zoom Lion to disinfect or spray the area to forestall any cholera outbreak during this rainy season.
Before you do the spraying, before the dredging is finished, whilst you do the education, they are still smoking the fish there. They are still drying their fish along the lagoon, the defecation. They are still doing that.
You see, human beings, as we are, to change somebody will take a little time. You see, behavioral change takes some time for you to fulfill whatever program you have. So we are on it. But I'm hoping that when this RRI facility come into being, the people will see the need to stop the open defecation and then use the facility.
Yes, as I speak, a truck is pulling cartons of fish. They are pushing cartons of fish into this filthy environment. Ajeti Tawia is the general secretary of the Canoe Owners Association at the Tema Newtown Landing Beach. I inquired from him why people are allowed to defecate around the canoe landing site.
Dominic, we are not allowing the people to defecate around the fishing area where we discharge our fish because, you know, fish is edible. So we need to keep our environment clean so that the fish which go out will be wholesome. We have 2 toilet facilities around the landing beach. So we have people who are now watching our landing beach. If we find somebody defecating here, we arrest the person and, you know, we prosecute them. They can do so, you can never see them, maybe in the night. But we have people who are now taking good care of it.
You talk about prosecuting. Can you name the number of people you've prosecuted so far since you started prosecuting people who do open defecation around the area?
I can't give you the exact number, but quite a lot of people have been arrested.
What happened to them?
We sent them to the chief fisherman. We have a fine for them.
But they are still doing that. I walked around the place. People were just defecating there. Children were playing in the dirty water there. All those things are health hazard. And the women are also drying the salted fish along the lagoon at the beach area there where people are defecating.
Our jurisdiction does not extend to the Ziggin Shore area. We take care of the landing beach. But you know, if we don't extend it to those areas, it's going to affect our area. You know, we frequently have a meeting with the MCE. He's also assisting us. You know, we want to be on top of our sanitation problem because if we don't keep our environment clean, especially where we fish and where we sell fish, you know, the fish that we are giving out to people out there is going to be a big problem for us. For some time, we have been seeing some open defecation in some gutters which is entering the lagoon. It's a bit worrisome. And none want to work here in Shota B. Fenjakashin. Low and what you are, what were you? Care one shana, a fali fali, Naganon, loan were your home, go a year, about Bocho, you are a copper. She get you off in Shona, fali fali, go a hill again, our shammy, walk a hill and sort it, then change our shammy. No one woman fame on her, care Oban Shona, near Leno, no Muswim boy, car boy, Modagash. oba koto shi yeko no ba femini oba juna ni ejen bo mo de ni gbejana na to ye kunche na fi ye oba butimi bo na fi ni onye ni oya fu hojuba ejen je ke wo ko washin lojuba oba na hiwale o wala se ba che. The simple thing that I just said is all those who visit our landing beach, so that Teman landing beach, we will beg them. When they come and maybe they have a stomach problem, they want to visit the toilet. We have two beautiful toilets here. They can visit one and go and do their own thing there. Some people just do anything that they like. So if you don't comport ourselves well here, we'll carry all those things back to our home and it's going to affect us.
Apart from defecating in the area, the stench in the area is a mixture of fish, waste from the gutter, waste water from industries, waste from homes, waste water from institutions, waste water from all over the place. The bank is dotted with human excreta. This is indeed an ugly environment that does not befit Tema. My visit to this area is attestation to the fact that Ghana is indeed one of the dirtiest countries in the world. For Ghana Today, Dominic Logi reporting from the banks of the Chemo Lagoon, Tema New Town.